Hello everyone, welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Wow.
I'm here with the whole team. Estebalitz.
Hola.
Liliana Mata.
Hola.
JP
Villanueva. What's shaking, baby? What's shaking?
What's shaking? We are going to talk, first of all, about user voice. For those who don't know what user voice is about, we have this link on the Me page where you can just click and go to this other page that is called user voice, and you get to vote about the things that you would like us to change. So people have been voting, and we have some results, and we want to talk about them.
Okay.
So what do they vote for?
First of all, they want us to make the single line voice samples downloadable.
So in the expansion page, when you get the expansion sentences, or in the vocab page, when you just want to hear those words, they want to download those.
Yeah, because right now you can just play them.
Mm-hmm.
That's very technical. That needs a lot of changes. All about the website.
We don't know how to do that.
The tech team can do that, right? Is that on their agenda?
That's not on their agenda right now.
Okay. So that's going to be a hard one to manage. All right.
I'm sorry,
we don't want to promise you things that we cannot do because it's not in our house.
But it will be on the list.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
There's also in the flashcards, they want us to do a change that whenever you click on the X or the check mark, you can go to the next flashcard, right?
Oh, okay, the right or wrong answer.
Yeah, because now you click on it and it just stays still. You need to go and click on next or back.
Hey, I can change that.
You can?
Change it?
Wow.
No, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I'm sorry.
So we have the technical team support. We're going to ask them if they can do this.
Okay.
Could be doable, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the to-do list. We cannot promise anything right now, but it's there. Also, they want a compact list of lessons.
So, for example, when you look at all the newbie lessons, it's, you know, you see 10 and you have to scroll and then you have to, you know, click next and you have to click next and you can only see 10 at a time.
Yeah,
so
that's
really annoying. Right, they want
to
see like a bunch at a time, more than 10 at a time.
Exactly. So, good news, we're working on it already.
Amazing.
Yay!
And it's going to be ready very soon.
Okay.
Yay!
Oh, I can't wait.
Good news.
You're going to tell us on ¿Qué pasa? When that happens, right?
Yeah, we're going to tell you. You're going to have a little button on the upper right part.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to click there. So you're going to be able to see like 50 lessons on one page.
Wow.
Welcome, little bottom.
And it's going to have tags. So you can like go and look for lessons by tags. It's going to be good.
Okay,
you're gonna
sweet.
Like it.
All right, now we'll let you know when that happens, but it's going to be a secret button on the right side.
Pero va a estar escondido o oculto.
All right, we're talking about the swine flu epidemic that has been going on in Mexico, in the United States. There's cases in Canada.
I was in a bar the other day, and my roommate called me, and he's like, "Hey, dude, the police is looking for you." I'm like, what?
What's new?
What did I do this time?
Oh, like, come on!
I'm like, why? You know, like, what did I do? And he's like, you know, the swine flu thing?
Oh, the swine flu, because you're Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you're kidding me. He's like, no, it's true. It's true. Like, they're looking for you. And they asked me a lot of questions about where have you been lately? Have you left the country lately? I'm like, no, this is not true. He's like, I'm serious, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know if you should, like, run away or what. But
but after he called you, he called me. So he was like, Liliana, I don't want to worry you, but I just want to give you a heads up. And I'm like, are you serious?
We think they were worried about me having other Mexicans living with me, like, hiding them from
Uh-oh.
I don't know. We don't know, but I couldn't believe it, you know, like, They came to my house and looked for me because I'm Mexican.
It's hard to believe just because of your nationality, man. Just because of that. It was going to pass like everything else.
Yeah, hopefully.
It is a public health risk. And I know that there was a lot of fear going around in Mexico and in North America because of, you know, kids getting sick, schools closing, churches closing, parks closing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if I'm not here for the next ¿Qué pasa? Next Sunday, it's because I'm being shipped back to Mexico.
I won't let that happen. Don't worry.
See you on Facebook, Leo.
Okay, now let's talk about lessons coming next week.
All right, what's up?
So on Monday, we have the newbie free lesson for everybody, and it's Minibar.
Minibar.
What is this about, Liliana?
Yeah, ask Liliana because she is the queen of hotels.
I'm not the...
You are the queen of... You know, some people travel to see scenery. I travel to see, like, to eat food and to meet people.
Me too.
You travel, Liliana, to stay in the hotel. Admit it.
No.
Room service, towels, minibar.
I bet you eat the Pringles in the minibar.
Sometimes.
She
does. Sometimes.
So what is this minibar lesson about?
It's about minibars, how expensive they are. It's a funny lesson.
Okay, looking forward to that. That's the free newbie lesson, accessible to everybody.
On Tuesday, we have an upper intermediate lesson, and it's not my phone calls. So this is a battle between roommates and who made phone calls, international phone calls. And
Okay.
It's interesting.
All right. All right, what's next?
On Wednesday, we have an intermediate lesson about sayings.
Sayings?
Sayings. Yeah. Dicharachero.
Oh, okay.
Refranes.
Refranes. So things like, a stitch in time saves nine.
Yeah.
A quien madruga, Dios la ayuda.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yes.
Wow.
I have a question, Esti, because JP was asking me if we can say refranero.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. De refrán, refranero. El refranero español, de hecho, se llama así.
Wow.
All right, then.
Sorry, JP.
Wow, I was so helpful this time.
Thank you, Essie, there will be a high five later.
So on Thursday, we have an advanced lesson, and it's called Una Manta con Mangas.
What is
that's
that? A blanket?
That's a great lesson.
A blanket? A blanket with sleeves.
Lily, actually, she wants
one. Does
that
really exist?
Yeah, I do. So lame.
The blanket with sleeves. Oh, so why do you want one? You're saying it's lame, but you want one.
I want it because, first of all, it's your sister's fault. It's Heather.
Heather, we love you.
We love you, but I hate her because she has one. And I want one now.
You're jealous.
I am.
So you're calling it lame. Yeah. That's called sour grapes, my friend.
I know.
Well, it's a lesson, super advanced lesson.
Yeah, it's very advanced.
There's a lot of subjunctive in that, folks.
Because we know you love the challenge.
I love the subjunctive. So on Friday, we have an elementary lesson. It's seafood.
Delicious. I'm a big fan of seafood.
Who isn't?
So I'm going to listen
but
to that.
But you're allergic to it.
No, I'm just allergic to shrimps.
Just
the rest is fine.
Careful.
You cannot have camarones al mojo de ajo.
Nope. Camarones a la diabla.
No.
I used to. It's a brand new allergy.
Those are delicious.
A brand new allergy.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, it was alright, and suddenly it's just like pop.
You're getting so old, Leo. It's amazing.
This is nothing to do.
Look at you.
You're getting old.
You know what? Let's
hasta barriguita te está saliendo.
See you next week. This is all for this week. Thank you, guys.
Bye.